Okay, today's shiur is Daf Chaf Gimel. We're going to start on the last line of Chaf Beis Amud Beis. Yesterday, we left with two shailas that were really connected. One shaila was a machlokes we had of Madlikim and Ner L'Ner, if you could light one Chanukah candle from another Chanukah candle. And the other shaila was, which we said was actually connected, is Hadlaka Oysa Mitzvah, Hanukah Oysa Mitzvah. What is the mitzvah of Chanukah candles? The lighting. If we say Hadlaka Oysa Mitzvah, so then the halacha would be Madlikim and Ner L'Ner, you're allowed to light from one candle to the next, because as soon as you light, you did your mitzvah. If on the other hand, the halacha is Hanukah Oysa Mitzvah, placing the Chanukah candle is the main mitzvah, then you would not be allowed to light from one candle to the other. Tashma, Damar Bishu Ben Levi. If you have a lantern, so the way Rashi explains the Gemara is that you had this lantern on from Friday afternoon, you put this lantern on for Chanukah candles. And it was and remained on all of Shabbos. L'motzei Shabbos, what do you have to do Motzei Shabbos? Mechaba u'madlika, extinguish the candle, lantern, and relight it. So the Gemara goes in to make its point. If you're going to tell me the main thing is the lighting, shapir. Now I understand why you have to relight it Motzei Shabbos, because every night requires its own lighting. Eli amrit hanocha is a mitzvah, but if you're going to tell me the main mitzvah is just placing it, hai mechabu madlika, why does the Braisa tell us to extinguish it and then relight it? Mechabu umagbiya umanicha umadlika meboilei. What you should have to do is extinguish it, pick it up, put it in the right place, and then relight it. So you see that the main thing is the lighting, not the placing. So right away, Tosfos asks the question, if the halacha is hanocha is a mitzvah, so why would the halacha have to be mechaba, that you have to extinguish it? All the halacha should tell us is, what the Gemara should say is, that if hanocha is a mitzvah, Motzei Shabbos, you should have to pick up the menorah and put it down. What is the Gemara saying if we're learning hanocha is a mitzvah, that you have to extinguish and relight it? So that's why Tosfos has a different approach to the Gemara. Tosfos says the Gemara is not talking about a lantern that was lit for Chanukah candle. Because if you lit the lantern for Chanukah candles and you hold Hanukah Oysa Mitzvah, then all you would have to do on Motzei Shabbos is just replace it. What we're talking about is that this lantern was lit on Friday afternoon for Shabbos candles, but now it remained on all of Shabbos. Now you want to use this lantern Motzei Shabbos for Chanukah. So since it wasn't originally lit for Chanukah purposes, you would have to, says the Gemara, extinguish it, place it in the right place, and light it. What is Rashi going to say? Rashi explains the Gemara is talking that it was lit for Chanukah candles. So why does the Gemara say you have to relight it? So Ramban explains that even Rashi will hold you have to relight it. Why? Since you lit it the first time for Chanukah candles on Friday afternoon, now it's Motzei Shabbos, more than 24 hours later, you can't rely so long on the Chanukah candles. And even if you hold Hanukah Oysa Mitzvah, and even if the first lighting was Litzorich Chanukah, you would still have to relight it anyway. And now the Gemara makes another proof that Hadlaka Oysa Mitzvah. Midakam Avichinen, what is the bracha we make? Asher Kedishonah Mitzvah Tzvon Aladik Neshul Chanukah. We all know the bracha is Lahadlik Neshul Chanukah. If the mitzvah is Hanukah, so why are we speaking about Hadlaka? Shema Mina, Hadlaka Oysa Mitzvah. Shmamino. The halacha is Hadlaka Oysa Mitzvah. However, says Tosfos, as we began this year, if we're saying Hadlaka Oysa Mitzvah, the halacha ought to be that Madlikim and Ner L'Ner. You should be allowed to light from one candle to the next by Chanukah candles. Still says Tosfos that the minig, and that's what the halacha is, that you don't. Why? Because you go back to what we discussed yesterday. There is a concept of bezoyin when you're doing it from one candle to the next, and that's why even if you hold Hadlaka Oysa Mitzvah, don't go from one candle to the next. Tosfos says clear. The second Tosfos says it's minik. Continues the Gemara of Ahash Damrina Hadlaka Oysa Mitzvah. Now that we say that the main point is the Hadlaka, Hadlika Cherishoit V'Katan, of a Cherishoit V'Katan, light the Menorah, Layosav like Klum. Why? Because the main thing is the Hadlaka, and the Hadlaka has to be done by a Bar Chiyuv. It's very interesting. You look in the Rambam, and this is Negeil HaHalacha, the Rambam says, Hadlika cherishoit v'katan. If a cherishoit v'katan light a menorah, oy akum or goy, loyosav a klum, it's nothing. Actually, you cannot misha mechuyev b'adlaka. Until somebody's mechuyev in the adlaka lights the menorah. So there's a very obvious question in the Rambam. Why does the Rambam have to add the last words, Achiyad Likeno, Misha Mechui Badlaki? He's quoting Al Gemara. Al Gemara says, Ablika Chereshet Vekotten, Loyasav Loyklum. So there's a very interesting Shaila. What happens if a woman is living by herself? We're going to learn in a moment that women are Os Mechuim and Hadlakas Neris. And Friday afternoon, she certainly is supposed to light Chanukah Menorah before Shabbos candles, because once she lights Shabbos candles, it's Shabbos for her, so she can't light the Chanukah Menorah anymore. And she got confused, and she lit the Chanukah, she lit the Shabbos candles first. So now she can't light the Chanukah Menorah. Could she call in someone else, another Jew? Could she call in another Jew to light the Chanukah Menorah in her home? So let's think it through. If it's a concept that when I ask somebody to light the Chanukah Menorah on my behalf, it's shlichus, that she's my messenger. So something I can't do, I can't ask you to do on my behalf. But if the point is that the Chanukah Menorah has to be lit in my home, but it has to be lit by somebody who's a bar das or somebody who's a bar chiv, then she could ask somebody else to light the Menorah. That's what the Rambam is saying. Hadlika chereshoy to v'katan oy akum lo yosav lo klum. Why? Because they're not bar deya, they're not bar chiv. Achiyad l'kena, who has to light it? Bar chiyuva. But even if the bar chiyuva is lighting it, and I, who is lighting it on behalf, couldn't light it myself, I'm this woman, it'll be okay. Because it's not shlichus. You just need a bar das to light it on your behalf. And that's the halach l'maisa. Even if you hold halach ha'isa mitzvah. Continues the Gemara, Isha vadim adlika. Noshim amechuyim adlokas neiris. Darim Yishub and Levi. Noshim chayovas b'yad ner Chanukah. Women amechuyim in the mitzvah ner Chanukah. Why shafhen hoi b'yisa neis? So the way Rashi explains, number one, there was a decree on all Jewish virgins that they would have to live with the governor before they got married. So it was a special something that affected Jewish women. And also the neis happened through Yehudis, who was the daughter of Matasiyahu, who got the Roman emperor drowsy by giving him dairy products and then killed him. So they were a very important part of the neis. The question is, you look in Shulchan Aruch, not only is it apparent that women are mechuyiv and hadlokas ner Chanukah, it seems that women are even more mechuyiv than we are. Because there's a minig, it says, that women don't do melacha while the Chanukah candles are on. But you don't find such a minig by men. So the Mefarshim try to understand why, okay, women are also mechuyiv, but why do women have more of a shaychus, the Chanukah candles, than we do? So I saw two terutzim. One terutz is from the Bnei Yisrael. We've said it a few times in the last couple of daf that Chanukah is related to Torah Or. How does Chanukah relate to Torah Or? Because what's the connection between Chanukah and Torah? Chanukah is not actual learning. It's a preparation for learning. We were put into a position that we now could study Torah again. We didn't have the problems with our enemies. Women don't learn Torah themselves. But the Gemara says, what is the schar of women? How do women get schar for Talmud Torah? Because they take their children to yeshiva, they wait for the husbands to come home from shir. So women's connection to Torah is a connection to the preparation of Torah, which is what Chanukah represents, the preparation to learning. But I saw another pshat. Men, even though we had a wonderfulness of Chanukah, where is the real, this the Eretz Tzvi, the Kozel Gavarov says, where will men have the real menorah? Chanukah is only a main of the real menorah. The real menorah is going to be in the Beis HaMikdash. A woman can't light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So we never get to the epitome. We're writing Chanukah menorah, but we know there's something more in store for us, the Beis HaMikdash. However, women will never be able to light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So this is the highest point that they're ever going to get to a menorah. So that's why it's a bigger yontif for them than for us. Yeah, but not benoshim. Amar of Zera, Amar of Sheshis. So Rav Sheshis says another locha. Achsnoi chai b'ner Chanukah. A guest, if you have a guest in your house, he's chai b'ner Chanukah. Amar of Zera. So Rav Zera says, Mereish kavina be'raf, when I was a yeshiva student, mishtatifne b'priti b'had yishpiza. I used to contribute some money to the innkeeper where I stayed for Chanukah lecht. Once I got married, I mean, I don't have to do this anymore. Why? My wife at home, even if I don't make it home on Chanukah, my wife is lighting on my behalf. So that's takada halacha, that a guest has to contribute. Now the question is very obvious. The Rishayim asked the question, why would we think that a guest is not mechuyev in Hanukkah candles? Where do we ever find that a guest is potter from a mitzvah? So I saw two terutzim in the Rishayim. One terutz says that we learned ner ishu beisoy, that Hanukkah is a beisoy yontif. So maybe only when you're your bias you're mechuyev. Here when you're not in your bias, maybe you're not mechuyev. Teaches us the Gemara that doesn't. That's not a reason not to be mechuyev. Another thing is, the chiddush of the Gemara is that you can't just rely on the Baal HaBayis. You have, if you're a member of the family, you can rely on the Baal HaBayis. But if you're not a member of the family, you have to do something to become part of the family. How? By giving priti. And that's why the halacha is, let's say you have two people sharing an apartment, or two people sharing a hotel room. So they both would have to either, they both have to light for themselves. Why? Because neither one is a Baal HaBayis. They're both guests. So they both have to light for themselves. Rav Yosha Ben Soloveitchik has a different, interesting mahalach to the Gemara. He says just the opposite. Chanukah is a time of Beisoy. Chanukah is a time where you have to light in Beisoy. So if I'm Achsnoy, I'm not in my bias. So how am I Yoytze with Chanukah? So that's what the Gemara says, give priti. By giving priti, this becomes my house. And because my house, I could be part of this mitzvah. Not as a question of the Paiskim, what does priti mean? Do I have to give enough for a separate shear, for a whole half an hour worth of oil? Or do I just have to give a little that I'm contributing to the Chanukah lech? Most Paiskim Paskim, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that I just have to give a token that I'm part of this, not that I have to give for a whole shear.
Why is this mitzvah different than other mitzvahs where I have to contribute? If I'm in your house for Kiddush, I don't have
that's to... because it's a Beisai, because I'm becoming part of the house. The only
why
way
is
we,
there
because that's the only
Hanukkah?
Because Chanukah is Ner Ishu Beisai.
But why?
I'm Rabbi Shuben Levi. Kol shmanim kol yofel ner. All oils are good for the candles. The shem zayis min amavchah. But olive oil is the best. I'm Rabbi. Reish have a mahad amar a mashchad shum shmi. I used to want to use sesame seed oil. Why? I'm a high mashach nuratfei. Sesame seed oil lasts the longest. Kim the shmanim lahad Rabbi Shuben Levi. Once I heard Rabbi Shuben Levi said that olive oil is the best. Mahadam mashchad zayisa. I tried to get olive oil. Omer haitzol naharutfei. That has the clearest light. Also, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Marie Breuner that even though we know that wax candles are very good oil, very good light, but there's still a mile to Shemen Zayis. Why? Because the neis was done with Shemen Zayis. There's a very interesting point that's made from this Gemara. The Magen Avraham asks the following shaila. You know, we keep on talking about hiddur mitzvah by Chanukah candles. So you ask, is there a hiddur that your candles should go longer than a half an hour? Is that a hiddur? Your tack only need a half an hour, and you're putting a big cup of oil or last till midnight. Is that a hiddur? So the Magen Avraham says, no. He says, a hiddur is only possible while there's a zman mitzvah. That means during the half an hour, you have to have Chanukah candles, you should do it in the most mehudadig way. But once the half an hour is over, there's no hiddur. But Sasema says, there's a raya different from the Magen Avraham, from Al Gemara, because it says, why did he use sesame seed oil? Because sesame seed oil lasts longer. If you only need it for half an hour, so if you put in the right amount of oil, what's the difference that it lasts longer? If you didn't put in the right amount of oil, seems that there is an inyan that it should last longer. So Rasema says the no. The Magen Avraham is right. You don't need it to be last that longer than half an hour. Just the fact is, a slow burning oil is not only slower burning, but it's going to be a better oil because it doesn't get that absorbed into the wick and it burns nicer. So the reason he used sesame seed oil wasn't that he wanted to prolong it, because there's nothing to gain from prolonging. A slow burning oil is a better candle. Qualitatively, not quantitatively, is not the issue. Continues the Gemara. Varim Shubalevi. Kol Hashmanim Yofla Diyoy. All oils are good to make ink. Have a Shem Zayis Min Amuvcha. So the way Mepharshim explained, just to know how they made oil. They used to take oil and burn it, and the smoke under a glass utensil, and the smoke used to form a soot on the walls of the glass. Then they scraped off that soot and mixed it together with some oil and dried it, and you had ink. So he said, Kol Shmanim Kulin Yofla Diyoy. All oils are good to make ink. However, v'shem zaysman amufka, the best is olive oil. Ibarilu. So now the question is, when we say olive oil is the best, for what is it the best? Legabel, for the mishing oil or ashen, to create the smoke. Toshma, the Tanner of Shmuel Bazutri, Kol Shmanam Yofel Diyoy, all oils are good for ink, the Shemin Zaisman Mufcha, but olive oil is the best, Bein Legabel, both of your purpose is to mish it, and Bein Laashin, if your purpose is to make the smoke. Shmuel Bazutri Masni Hochi, Kol Ashonim Yofel Diyoy, all smoke is good for ink, however, the Shemin Zaisman Mufcha, the olive oil smoke is the best. So he obviously needs olive oil for the smoke. Amrav Hona, Kol Asrof and Yofel Diyoy, they also used to mix in gum or extract from a tree, also to make the ink better. The Sraf Ktaf, it's the extract of a thorn bush, is Yofel Mekulam is the best. Amrav Chibarashi, Amrav, Hamaluk Neshul Chanukah, somebody who lights the Chanukah candle, Tzorach Levaruch, you have to make a bracha. Rav Yirmi Yaima, Rav Yirmi says, Haroi Neshul Chanukah, somebody who sees the Chanukah candles, Tzorach Levaruch, also has to make a bracha. Amar Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda explains, Yom Rishon, the first day Haroi Mevaruch Beis, the one who sees it makes two brachas. He's going to make the bracha Shas Nisim and a Shechianu, but he won't be able to make Lahadlik because he's not lighting. Madlik, the one that's actually lighting it, Mevaruch Gimel, because he also can make the Lahadlik. Mikan Ve'elach, after the first day, Madlik Mevaruch Shtayim, Shas Nisim and Lahadlik, V'roya Mevaruch Achas. And the one that sees it only makes one bracha Shas Nisim. My Memait, what is the bracha that's eliminated? Memaatzman. You don't say Shechianu. Ask the Gemara in the Matnes, why do we continue saying Sh'os and Nisim? And says the Gemara, Kol Ayme, Nisik, Nes, Kol Yom Nisim. Every day was a Nes. Because like we explained, that they, either they divided the oil into eight parts, or that every day the oil got refilled, but there was a Nes every day. So first, let's talk about this for a moment. First of all, what's the right Nusach? Shabbos, we know that Nusach is Ner Shel Shabbos. Chanukah, some people make a bracha not Ner Shel Chanukah, they make Ner Chanukah. Why Ner Chanukah? Because on Shabbos you're supposed to use the candles. That's the whole point of the candles, as we learned, Shalom Bayis. On Chanukah you don't use the candles. Also L'shtamish L'oyrei. So it's Ner Chanukah. The Ner is just for Chanukah, not for anything else. The Gemara says here that somebody who sees the candles, what does that mean, somebody sees the candles? It means that somebody who's not going to light for himself. That means if I'm walking home from work and I see menorahs in the street, but I'm going to light at home, I certainly don't make a bracha. I'll make a bracha when I light. Here we're talking about a person, Rashi says, who's not going to get home. He's on a boat. He's in a boat. He's not going to light, so he makes a bracha when he sees. So the question is, who's in the category of Aroya? What's going to be the halacha if somebody has a wife at home, and he's not going to be home, he's away from home? Does he make the bracha? His wife is lighting at home for the family. Is he considered the Aroya or not? It's Machlokes Rishonim. Some say that he's not a Roya, because his wife, a Roya means somebody who nobody's lighting on his behalf. And some say, no, since he's not lighting himself, he's considered a Roya. So the Achroinim explain, what is the Shaila based on? The Shaila is based on, what is the Brocha made for? Is the Brocha made for the Mitzvah? So then the Mitzvah is being taken care of on my behalf. I may not be lighting it, my wife is lighting on my behalf. But if the Mitzvah is for the Yoyim, that I have to, then I want to make my own bracha because today is a holiday for me. Where will the shaila come into play? Let's say you're in America and your wife is in Israel. So when the zman to light Chanukah candles in Israel comes, let's say it's 6 o'clock, by us it's 11 o'clock in the morning. It's not yet Chanukah. So could I rely on my wife's bracha? She's in a different time zone. It's not yet a mitzvah. If we say the bracha is for the mitzvah, so that mitzvah can't be done for me because I'm not mechuyev in the mitzvah. If the bracha is for the yoyim, maybe it can be because the yoyim is the yoyim everywhere. We could say just the opposite. Maybe the mitzvah is being done. That would be one of the shailas. That would be one of the nafkaminas. Another shaila is like this. What happens if you're not a roya altogether? You're not a roya. You live in a place that you don't see any, you're not lighting yourself, and you know, you're in an Arab country. You're not going to light yourself, and you're not going to see any Chanukah candles lit there. Do you still make a bracha? Because the halacha is, on Yontif, like say Sukkot, on Pesach, that says in halacha, that let's say you forgot to make a Shechianu, so the Gemara says you can make a Shechianu in the middle of the street, when you remember. What's going to be the halacha on Chanukah? Do you make a bracha only when you see the Chanukah candles? Or even if you don't see them, do you still make a bracha? So the Miri says you can make a bracha even if you don't see it. Because you're making a bracha for the holiday. The holiday is the holiday even without seeing it. The halacha, the way most Paiskim say, is like this. Shechiyonu, you could say, even if you don't see Chanukah candles, because Shechiyonu kimono lagiyonu lazman azeh, but Sh'os Nisim, you should only say when you see a Chanukah menorah burning.
According to Meiri, then why does it say heroic?
Because the Gemara is trying to teach us that if you're going to be a royal, don't just say it. Better to say it when you're a royal. My Mevarech, what is the bracha? Ashik Yisharim Tzos Yitzon Aladak Neshel Chanukah. Ask the Gemara Behechet Sivanu. Chanukah is Medrabonim. Says Rav Avya, Meloy Sosser. It says in Torah, Meloy Sosser, Men Adov, Ashi Yigid Lucha, Yom Nusmoel. We shouldn't move away from what Chazal tell us. So every time we do a Drabonon, we're Mechuyiv Medaraisa. So we could say it's Sivanu. Nchem Yom Mishal Avich Ve'getcha, Zekenech V'yar Melach. We should do what our Zekenim and our fathers tell us. So there are two obvious questions. First question is, if Loi Sosser is a Durabonin, the Makar for every Durabonin, so we should have to make a mitzvah, every Durabonin should be a Duraisa. And the other question is, if we have Loi Sosser, why is the Gemara adding Shalavicha? So I saw the Mefarshim say, there are two types of Durabonins. Sometimes you'll have a Durabonin, which is there to protect the Duraisa. In other words, let's talk about Shabbos. We'll learn this after Shabbos. Something is only binyan. Something is only considered building midaraisa. The Rabban went and expanded the definition of binyan. That's why, to protect what to protect the melacha binyan. And sometimes the Rabbanon create a whole new mitzvah. Loi Sosser only tells us that a mitzvah that exists midaraisa, the Rabbanon have a right to expand to protect that the mitzvah should be done properly. But Chanukah doesn't fall into that category. Chanukah is something that doesn't say in the Derais at all. That's Shalavich V'yagetcha Zekenech V'yirechla. Loi Sosser, where is the Derabonin have a Koyuch of a Deraisa? When they're protecting a Deraisa. But when they're making something up, purely with Derabonin, that's not Loi Sosser. Master of Amram, so now is saying that in Derabonin you make a Brocha. Hadamai. Demai is that if we buy produce from Am Oritz, we have to consider he didn't take with Trumas and Maisers. The halach is, my Arvin boy, we could use it for an Erev, Mishtatin boy, we could use it for Shtutim Mivoz. Mivarchan love, and you make a bracha, Mizamna love, and you'd say Zimun of it. Mafishin oisin Orem, you could take it off without wearing any clothing, we'll talk about that in a moment, or Benishmoshes. Even though Shabbos, you're not allowed to take off Trumas and Maisers, Benishmoshes, you're allowed to take off from Demai. Ask the Gemara. If you're going to tell me that everything with Rabbanan requires a bracha, how could somebody make a bracha when he's not wearing clothing? Answers the Gemara. When did the Chazal say you have to make a bracha? Something that they say you have to do. Here, suffer the Devarim by bracha. The whole reason we're doing it is because it's the suffix. In such a case, you don't have to make a bracha. Ask the Gemara of a Yontav Sheni. We hold in Gol a second day Yontav. Why? Because we weren't sure when Rosh Chodesh is. So the calendar, we hold 2 days. Now it's a Suffolk Devrayim. It's only a Suffolk. And still by Brach, we make Kiddush. And to the Gemara, Hochem Keech de Lilzuzaba. You're right. We really shouldn't make a Brach on Yontav Sheini. But if we're not going to make a Brach, people are not going to treat it properly. So that's why we make a Brach. Rav Amma. Rav says, Demai is different. Rav is saying, you're right. Really, every Rabbanan requires a bracha. Why is the Mai the exception? Because Rav Amiaritz, Master, and most Amiaritz do take off Meiser, so it's a very remote shash, and that's why we don't make a bracha. Arav Huna, Chotz Shesh Lebeis Psochim. If a courtyard has 2 doors, so Machlek is how to learn this. Either the courtyard has 2 doors, or the house to the courtyard has 2 doors. Tzricha Shtei Neris, you have to have 2 candles. Why? Because people shouldn't accuse you that you didn't light Chanukah. It's only when the two are on 2 different sides of the house. If they're both in the same house, loy. Sorry, then you don't have to. Asking for my time, let's analyze this. That people are going to accuse you that you didn't light Chanukah candles. Who's the person you worry about? People not from the city. They also don't know. People that live here, you shouldn't have to put, because the people in this town do know that you have 2 sides to your house. Answers the Gemara, "Lo elam mishum chashad b'nei masa." We are worried about people in the town. Sometimes the person will walk on this side of the house, and they don't walk on the other side of the house. I mean, the person from your town will say, "That's like you didn't light Hanukkah candles on this side, you didn't light on the other side." So the Beis Yosef asks the question. We learned the Masechta Brachos that you're not allowed to walk by a shul without walking in, because people say you don't join them for davening. But we learned, let's say the shul has two entrances, then you can. Because people say, if you miss this side, you walked in the other side. It's just the opposite of this Gemara. In this Gemara, we say, if you miss one side, they're going to say you missed the other side. And there it says, you miss one side, people will say you did the other side. So one teretz says, that the Beis Yosef gives, nobody will ever accuse a Jew of missing davening. Missing davening? Who's going to miss davening? But Hanukkah candles, they may miss. Another teretz the Beis Yosef gives us, Hanukkah candles cost money. So people are going to accuse you don't want to spend the money. Davening doesn't cost money, so people are not going to accuse you missed davening. A third teretz is, there's a long zman to daven. So if they're going to say, you didn't daven now, you'll daven later. But Hanukkah candles have a very small window. So people say, you probably didn't do it. Ask the Gemara, Menor Tamar de Cheshin al-Chashad, from where do we find halacha that we're concerned about people who say, the Tanya Amar B'Shim B'Shvil Abed Varam Amar Tara L'Nich Pei B'Sof Sadeu. You know, one in the mountains of Neem from a field is you have to leave over the corner. So Midaraisa, it should be anywhere in the field. It says that you have to leave it in the corner of the field. Four reasons. The Gemara is going to explain each one. Bnei Gezel Anim, Bnei Bitl Anim, Bnei Chshan, Bnei Shabbat Chalam. Explains the Gemara. Bnei Gezel Zin. What it means that you shouldn't steal from the poor people. Shlayir Baal Bai Shah Pnuya. You own a field, and you have a relative who's poor. So you're going to wait when nobody's around, and all of a sudden you'll identify the payer. V'yoyim L'kroi V'ani Harez Payer, and quickly get the payer, which is unfair to the other Anim. Bnei Bitl Anim. That you don't want to waste the time on the other name. Shloyanim, Yoshvim, Misharm, Achshim, Nich, Baalbai, is payer. You're wasting the time of the name. They always have to sit and wait. When am I going to remove the payer? Nechshad. Shloyanim, Misharm, Oim, Tovim, Erel, Odm, Shloyanich, payer. If I leave it in the middle of the field and somebody walks by and sees that I cut the corner, they won't realize they left it in the middle and they're going to curse me for no good reason. So we see the concept of chshad. Or Mishum, Batachala. Batachala means, the Torah said, Batachala. Don't cut the corner of your field. Ask the Gemara, once I have a reason that you're not allowed to cut the corner of your field, what do I have to say other reasons? And says the Gemara, what it means is like this. I'm going to leave payah. I'm not going to leave payah. People are going to come to me and say, you didn't leave payah. Someone say, yeah, I did already, and it was taken away. If there has to be a specific spot, I can never get away with it. If a candle holder has two holes, what does that mean? Sometimes you'll have, they had a cup that they used for a candlestick, and there was a cover on it, and they had two holes. One hole was where the wick stuck out of, another hole was where the oil dripped into. If you want to go and stick a wick out of both holes, the two people could be yoytz in the mitzvah. Amrav Rava, Mila Kara Shemin. Let's say you fill up a cup, a bowl. Very simple case. You fill up a bowl with oil, the kifa psilos, and then you put wicks all around it. Kafalikli, if you put a cover on top of it, oil kamne adam. Each candle, each wick can be considered a separate for each person. Imlai kafalikli. But if you didn't put on top of it a cover, so then all the fires, all the wicks combine, and it looks like a torch, like a flame, but it doesn't even work for one. Why doesn't it work for one? Because the halacha is that a candle can't be a torch, says the Ran, but if you're going to do it this way and make sure there's a space between the wicks, even if you don't put a cover, it'll be okay. Just in the previous Gemara, there's a shaila like this. We said that if you have two sides to your house, you should light on both sides of Nechshad. When you light the second menorah, do you have to make a bracha? Do you have to make a new bracha or not? If you did it in one shot without Heschadas, then you certainly. Do you have to or not? Since the only reason you're doing it is Chshad, is that enough of a reason to make a bracha? It's Machlokes Rishonim, but the halach is that once the Rabbanan tell us to do something, then we make a bracha on it too, even though the only reason we're doing it is only with Nechshad. Amarava, so it begins the Gemara, Pshitali, Ner Beisiv and Ner Chanukah. You have an option. You don't have enough. You only have enough for the Shabbos candles and for Hanukkah candles. Ner beis ha'odif. the Shabbos candles go first. Why? Mishum Shalom Beisrei. Because Shabbos candles represent Shalom Bayis. So I saw a very beautiful pshat from the previous Bava Rebbe. He says like this: Shabbos, the Siddur Shel Shabbos says, is the most unique mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that applies both to the Gashmis and the Ruchnis. Shabbos, you're supposed to have Onik Shabbos with the Gashmis to the sense. You're supposed to eat and sleep and drink, and you're also supposed to learn and daven on Shabbos. Chanukah is pure Ruchnis. We just said Asul Shtamish Loiroi. You can't use it for your own personal use. It's only Ruchnis. When you have a mitzvah that applies both to Ruchnis and Gashmis, it supersedes a mitzvah which is pure Ruchnis. Ner Beisoy v'Kiddush Hayoyim. Now you have a question: what should you put on, Shabbos light or Kiddush? Ner Beisoy Adif. Also, Shabbos candles go first. Why? Mishum Shalom Beisoy, because of Shalom Bayis. So Rishonim asked, Kiddush is a deraisa, Zechrei Olayayin. So how could Shabbos candles supersede Kiddush? So the answer: you could be yoytze Kiddush on bread, or you could yoytze Kiddush with tefillah. Kiddush deraisa. That's why Shabbos candles supersede. Boy Rava, now you have a new question. Ner Chanukah with Kiddush Hayoyim. You have Ner Chanukah and Kiddush. You did the Kiddush deraisa. What goes first? Kiddush Hayoyim Adif, the Tadr. Every Shabbos you have to say Kiddush, and we have a klal, Tadr V'Sheinah Tadr Tadr Kaidim. Adim Ner Chanukah Adif, Mishum Pesuminisa. Pesuminisa is more important. And that's the whole concept of Chanukah candles. Answers the Gemara, Basu Dabaya Hada Pashta, after it was asked, it was answered. Ner Chanukah Adif, Mishum Pesuminisa. Pesuminisa comes first. And that's why Tosfos says that on Shabbos Chanukah Rosh Chodesh, what should you say for Haftarah? The Haftarah of Chanukah. Because the Haftarah of Chanukah represents Pesumei Nisa, and Pesumei Nisa comes first. We have a rule, Todav Sheinah Todav Todav Kaidim, and how we removing it. So the Emek Bracha explains, Todav Sheinah Todav Todav Kaidim only works when you have two mitzvahs. I have two mitzvahs. I'm able to do both. I'm going to do both. Now the question is, which one should I do first? So there's a rule, Tadav Sheinah Tadav Tadav Kaidim. But when I only am able to do one mitzvah, Tadav Sheinah Tadav doesn't tell us to do that mitzvah. Amar Rav Huna, Harogel B'ner, if somebody is careful, so the way most Mepharshim say, Shabbos candles and weekday Chanukah candles, Ham V'lei Bonim Tamid Chachamim. He has children who are Tamid Chachamim. So Mepharshim explained what's the connection between Ner and Torah. You know how a Ner works. You have the candle, and then you have the flame, and they're connected. That's the representation of combining Gashmis and Ruchnis. Somebody that takes the lesson of a Ner into his life and brings Torah, connects himself to Torah, what will be his schar? That he'll have children Tamid Chachamim. Hazor b'mitzvah, somebody's careful to have a nice zuzus, zoich l'dirna, is going to have a nice home. Hazor b'tzitzis, somebody's careful with tzitzis, zoich l'talos, and I'll have nice clothing. Hazor b'kiddush, somebody's careful to make kiddush properly, b'kiddush ayoyim, zoich l'mal agar b'yayin, he'll have a lot of wine. The Mashal points out, by ner it says harogel, by the other things it says hazohir. Why does the Gemara use a different lashon? So he says like this, the other things, the Gemara is talking to a man. So the other things a man does himself, he puts up the mezuzah, he wears the tzitzis. Ner, we don't put on ourselves, we rely on our wife. So all we could do is harogel, to make sure that it's done properly in our house, but not, we don't actually do it ourselves. It says harogel, not hazohir. The Mefarshim ask, we know, it says in Pirkei Avos, al tiyu kavadam v'shamshim l'sarav al-manas l'kabal pras. You're not allowed to do something for schar. And here it says that you do all these mitzvahs to get schar. Why is it permitted? So Megadim Chadoshim answers, the basic mitzvah you're not allowed to do for schar. But let's say somebody goes the extra mile, a hidden mitzvah, then you're allowed to expect schar. The Gemara is not talking about just having a mezuzah. Hazor b'mezuzah, he wants to have a beautiful mezuzah. Hazor b'tzitzis, he wants to have beautiful tzitzis. For hidden mitzvah, you get schar in this world. Rav Huna have a rogel, have a chol, a ton of pischa, of Avin Nagra. Rav Huna used to pass by the home of Avin Nagra. Chazad have a rogel, b'shagituva. He used to have a lot of candles. Omer, trei gavu ravavi nofik mihocha. They have two candles. One, Tosfos says one for the husband, one for the wife. Others say one for Zachar, one for Shomer. That's why two great people will come here. Who were the two great people? Nofik Menai, Rav Idi Bar Oven, Rav Chi Bar Oven. Before I go further, the Likutei Me'arich says, you know, the minhag by most people is that for every child born, they add another Shabbos candle. Where does that come from? So two candles, they say you have to light either for Zachar v'Shamar or for the two neshamas we have in Shabbos, our regular neshama and the neshama Yisera. What about the extra candles? Because the Gemara says Aragel b'ner have malei bonim talmid chachamim. So every time we have a new child, we want that child to be a talmid chacham. So we add another candle for that child.
Even girls.
Girls should also be talmid chacham nowadays. Rav Chizda have Aragel to have a chol v'tana pesach devei nasha. Rav Shizbi. Rav Chizda used to walk by the father-in-law of Rav Shizbi's home. Chazda Varog B'Shagatuvah. He saw that he was very careful putting on candles. Amar Gavar Rav Nafik Mihacha. A great person will come from here. Nafik Minai Rav Shizbi. Rav Shizbi came out from him. Now, may most Mepharshim explain, Rav Shizbi wasn't his son. Rav Shizbi was his son-in-law. From here you see that son-in-laws are considered like children. Son-in-laws are considered like children. It's the Shalom Meshiv uses this for halacha, because the halacha is that if somebody is a rov and he has a son who is able to succeed him, his son goes first. Let's say he doesn't have a son, but he has a son-in-law. What's the halacha? The Shalom Meshiv says that a son-in-law also has precedence from this Gemara. Dvisa de Rav Yosef have achras madlitzla. The wife of Rav Yosef used to light Shabbos candles late. So what the Mepharshim explain is she didn't chas v'sham, she wasn't mechal Shabbos, she just did it late. Amalai Rabbi Yosef Tanya, it says the pasuk Yomish Amar On and Yomam. The pasuk says that there was a cloud by day, v'amar osh laila, and there was a pillar of fire by night. So what the Mepharshim explained to Gemara is the pasuk already said it. Why does the pasuk repeat it? To teach us Malamach Onan Onan Mashal Mar Haish, Mamra Aish Mashal Mar Onan. Then the fire didn't come dafka by night. It already came by day. And the cloud did not dafka come by day, it already came by night. So that you too, you should already put on the Shabbos candles from by day. Savalak Duma. So she wanted to put it on very early after she heard this. Amla Husaba Tanino Vachla Yagdim Veloshlayacha. You shouldn't put it on too early, because you put it on too early, it's not noticeable. It's Lakovit Shabbos. And you shouldn't put it on too late, because then you're already dealing with Chil Shabbos. The halacha is you can't light before the plague. I saw interesting Shaila. What's going to be the halacha? Let's say a woman is concerned that she has to go somewhere, and she won't make it back on time for Shabbos candles. So could she light a candle, cover it up? She'll light the candle at 12 o'clock in the afternoon before plague. You know, she'll light a Yahrzeit candle that lasts long. And then when she comes home before Shabbos or on Shabbos, she'll just uncover it. There's nothing wrong with doing that. And that will be considered lighting Shabbos candles, because she made the light visible. So the person can say from here, you see that doesn't work. Lighting means actual lighting, not just making light available. Amrava. The Rochem Rabbonim, somebody who loves Talmid Chachamim, Havle Benin Rabbonim, will have sons who are Talmid Chachamim. The Mike Rabbonim, somebody who respects Rabbonim, Havle Chasvnas Rabbonim, will have son-in-laws who are Talmid Chachamim. The Dochem Rabbonim, somebody who fears Rabbonim, Hu Gufa Havet Suvim Rabbonim, he himself will be a Talmid Chachamim. V'la Bar Hachihu. Let's say he just doesn't know how to learn. You can't become a Talmid Chacham because you're afraid of Talmid Chacham if you don't know how to learn. It says the Gemara, Mishtam Milik Tzum Rabbanan, people who respect what you say like they respect what Talmid Chacham say. So there's a lot to say in this Gemara. First of all, Rab Nachum, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Mir Yeshiva, used to say when he learned this Gemara that this Gemara applies to Talmid Chacham also. It's not only for regular Jews. If a Talmud Chacham wants to have children and son-in-laws, Talmid Chachamim, he has to respect Talmid Chachamim himself. Just can't say, because I'm a Talmud Chacham, I don't have to do it. So I saw one pshat, which is beautiful. You know, we think that the Gemara here is some sort of a schooler. If you do this, you'll get this schar. I saw a pshat from Nosson Gishtetna from Bnei Barak. He says, the Rochem Rabbonim, if your children see that you love Talmid Chachamim, then having like benin Talmid Chacham, then your children will be Talmid Chacham. Because if they see that that's what you love, then that's what they'll want to be. The Micah Rabbanan, if your daughters see that in your house there's respect for Talmid Chachamim, so then what do they learn to respect? Torah. So then they'll marry Talmid Chachamim. And if you fear Talmid Chachamim, then you show that that's what's important, and that's what you'll become. But Shlomo Zalman Orbach asks an interesting question. He says, we know that all over, a Hava is a greater Madrega than Yira. Havas Hashem is greater than Yira's Hashem. In this Gemara, it seems that Yira is greater than a Hava. A Hava, you'll have children Talmid Chachamim. Yira, you'll have, you yourself will be Talmid Chachamim. Why is here Yira greater than a Hava? Not like usual. So he says a beautiful pshat. Yira's Hashem, he says, is easy. Of course we fear God. We know that God is almighty. He could do whatever he wants. So fearing God, it comes easy. Loving God for what he does for us, that's a little more difficult. By Talmid Chacham, he says it's just the opposite. Loving a Talmid Chacham comes easy. You see who they are. It's easy to love a Talmid Chacham. But fearing a Talmid Chacham, recognizing who they really are, that doesn't come so easy. That's why fearing a Talmid Chacham is a greater madrega than loving a Talmid Chacham. Why is it separate halacha based? Because it's totally in the Pesach. In the Pesach.